once we get it going, we're pretty good. But for some reason, it seems like there's times where, you know, we just struggle to get it going.
What happened to your ankle, and what did they do on the sideline?
Yeah, I think it was just a slight sprain. They just taped it, gave it some support.
Was there any doubt in your mind you'd come back in?
No.
Was it the same ankle that was bothering you?
Yeah.
Sort of at a loss for words, obviously. Is that the move for the rest of the guys, and how do you get on that same page? Because it seems visibly it's, sort of...
Yeah. Just come back to work. You know, keep grinding, keep putting in the time. I think the good news is it's close. A couple of these games we've had opportunities to win and just haven't finished. But it's not like we're light years away from getting things to where they need to be. You know, I think it's just some small details here and there. We've just got to get – everyone's just got to get on the same page.
Can you describe the mood in this locker room right now? Because, obviously, one of you is a huge hole, and you didn't expect it.
Yep.
Can you describe it?
I think everyone's a little frustrated right now. This is obviously not where we wanted or expected to be after week four. But just knowing this group of guys for the short period of time I do, I don't think anyone's going to quit. I don't think anyone's heads down right now. I think everyone, I thought this week we had a great week of practice. I thought the energy levels were great. I think we'll be back to work Tuesday with the same attitude. We know we're close. We know we can get on a roll. It's just a matter of kind of cleaning up some of those small details, so they don't come back to bite us.
What made you look downfield more today?
I mean, you guys act like we don't want to throw the ball downfield. I think it was just, we saw something that we could take advantage of this week, and we called a couple plays, trying to get those posts this week.
It seemed to change the offense, though. I mean, compared to
it. Yeah, I mean, obviously anytime that you can get big plays like that, they're kind of game changers, momentum changers. I think the one to Coop, in the third quarter kind of got us going. It brought some energy to that sideline.
Sam, first and 10 at the 50-yard line, 4-point lead in the fourth quarter. And it was a 3-and-out. How disappointing to kind of put something together there?
Very disappointing. Obviously, we felt like at that time we had, all the momentum. We felt like we could go down and score and put the game away, and just didn't do it.
Through four games, how would you assess your level of
play? I think there's been some good. I think there's been some bad. I think I'm starting to get more comfortable out there. But still too many mistakes, still too many things that need to be cleaned up.
With so many expectations on this offense, because you feel like you could assemble it better on paper, and you see some of the drop passes. Is that starting to wear on guys, do you think, that the outside expectations and pressures on this offense?
I don't think so. I think at this point, when you're 1-3, I think those expectations are gone. Obviously, I think there were a lot of expectations early. I think that, as a group, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to score, every time we touch the football. But, I think we just got to take a big breath, relax, and just go have fun.
What happened on the third down pass to Sproles? I mean, obviously, you convert that.
Just missed a little behind him right there. That's one I'd like to have back.
Sam, it's almost all the games. It's been one half in each game, and not the whole game. Have you figured it out? Has the team figured it out why you can't put two halves together?
Obviously not, because we did it again today. I said earlier, if we knew what the answer was, we'd get it fixed. Somehow we do have to find out what the answer is. And, it'd be great to play four quarters, because, I think that we could really do some damage if we played for four quarters.
What sort of impact did the change in personnel and the shifting on the offensive line have on the offense and you today?
I've got confidence in all those guys. Someone goes down, it's next man up. I really didn't think about it much today.
Tim, you said earlier about getting on the same page. Guys need to get on the same page. What's the problem there?
I think there's just, some small details here and there that, have showed up in the past, couple weeks that we've left opportunities on the field. I think it's just getting dialed in, making sure that we're all seeing things the same way.
What happened for you in the second half? Did you decide, hey, I want to air it out? Did the coach tell you you want to, or how did that work?
It's not like we had any huge change of game plan at halftime. I think it's just what they presented in the second half.
Was there an emotional change at halftime? What was the atmosphere like at halftime?
Yeah, I think we were all a little disappointed in the first half, but, you know, we knew that it was still a two-possession game. And, you know, with our ability to score, you know, we didn't think that it was that big of a hole. And, you know, we came out and got on a roll in the second half, took the lead.
Did it give you confidence, though, to know, like, you could finally click on those throws downfield?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think I said earlier, you know, the pass to Coop just seemed to kind of get us going. You know, it seemed to bring some energy to our sideline.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.